most of us are just regular people. Yeah, I said it, and I'll say it again. Most of us are just regular people, right? If you really think about it, most people are not going to be Michael Jordan. They're not going to be Kobe. They won't be Serena Williams. They're not going to be Warren Buffett or Charlie Munger or whoever is at the top level of whatever it is that you like. You are most likely nothing like that. Well, let me step back. You're probably something like that, but you may not accomplish the level of the cream of the crop, the number one position in any endeavor, right? However, you can certainly learn from those people how to become in the best position in your endeavor. And I think over time, you may realize that you can grow to the highest of heights. But what I think I'm realizing, at least for myself at this time, is that most people are just regular people. Most of us are going to accomplish things, but you may not end up being the best in the world at anything unless you sacrifice so much more and do so much more to put yourself in that position. What I'm seeing is most people are not willing to put in the time and the effort and the sacrifice that it actually takes to be number one in the world, to be the best in the world at anything, right? I'm sure it doesn't just fall on your lap, right? Nobody falls to the top of the mountain. Let me say that again. Nobody falls to the top of the mountain. However, you can start where you are and grow, right? And start climbing your mountain top, getting to your personal peak every year, every day, every week, every 10 years, by just focusing on the people that are way ahead of you, that are doing way better than you. By doing your best to befriend those people, by keeping your ego in check, by basically, you know, what I had to do. I had to really take a look at my situation and how being broke, you know, it's kind of funny being broke. You resent people, right? So when I was broke, I'd be like, man, they had it so easy. Now I got money. I look at somebody ahead of me. I'm like, man, they had this particular thing. They had this, like all these benefits that they might have had that is helping them, right? So we make these silly justifications for why another person's ahead of you. First off, we have to truly learn to stop playing the comparison game. Because that, what I found for myself personally, is just like, it's a self-defeating mental behavior. Hey, who cares what? Who cares if somebody had a better dad or a better mom or a better body or a better mind or a better environment or whatever? Who cares? Because you can't go back in time and you cannot be placed into that environment, right? I'm like, it just doesn't happen that way. So what I would encourage is, just number one is realize you're basic. If you're basic, you could still be great. That's the thing about it, because everyone is basic. We're literally looking at the best in the world, and that's like 5 people out of a million, right? So that means there's another 900,000 people that are absolutely basic, or 995,000 basic people, and then 5 the most incredible talented minds in whatever physiques and accomplishments we've ever seen. But you're basic. Huh. Isn't that amazing? Basic wins. You can still amass massive success by simply staying in your lane, by simply going after your dreams, whatever that is, whatever your road is. You truly have to figure out your road. And whatever your road is, you can basically move forward in that direction of your accomplishments and try to do more, try to be more, And don't have this attitude of holding yourself back. Because, yeah, while you might not be the best in the world, you can still be the best in your world.